Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. As the government in Greece scrambles today to put forward an economic reform proposal to keep it in the Eurozone, many in Greater Boston's Greek community are nervously wondering about the future of their homeland. As for solutions, WBUR's Simone Rios found people here are as divided as in the motherland.
Stamati Astra is tired of having to defend the Greek government. It came up at a 4th of July barbecue.
You say your name and you're from Greece. The first question that comes from anybody is, what's going on in Greece? Why you guys cannot get it together? My stock portfolio is down because of what you guys are doing.
What happens next is predictable.
All of a sudden, you are the appointed PR person of the failed Greek state and economic policies that I have no desire to defend or spend my 4th of July barbecue talking about all this.
Astra co-hosts Grecian Echoes, a Newton-based AM radio station which claims to be the longest-living Greek-American radio program in the United States. The station says it tries to stay neutral on Greek politics, but Astra says Greeks in the States ought to call for a pro-Western, pro-business Greece. For Boston's estimated 4,000 native-born Greeks and the 66,000 across the state, there's bound to be political differences. And Sophia's Greek Bakery in Belmont is a good place to hash them out. Owner Sophia Eskopetos is convinced the government in Athens is defending Greek sovereignty against greedy European powers. And she says her family is willing to face hardships rather than capitulate to Europe.
The European Union had already stepped into the Greek pride too much. So people rather have less and survive with whatever they can produce than have somebody tell them what to do all the time.
But Eskopetos is more concerned with the similarities of Greek Americans than their differences.
My main wish is for all of us to stay united and support each other so our country can be the country that we left years ago.
That was a more prosperous country than it is today. Eskopetos was in Greece just last week, and she says she cries when each trip ends, not for the sadness of leaving, but because of the economic situation.
I love the United States. I will not allow anybody to say anything about this country, but Greece is in my heart. It's my motherland, and whatever it takes for me to do, I will do to see it the way I left it.
Greek citizens voted overwhelmingly last week against austerity measures proposed by the European Union. For Emerson College journalism professor Manny Paraskos, the referendum was a contest between the haves and the have-nots. He says if the same poll were carried out among Greek Americans, it's likely the austerity camp would have prevailed.
Here we live under different circumstances. We are not struggling as they are struggling. So for us, we have a choice, and okay, that is our choice. Let's get it over with. But if you're going through the daily struggle they're going through, our brethren back home, they say no, not so fast.
And the distinction is the same here, Parasco says.
There were a lot of people here who are working people, blue-collar Greeks, the pizza people and all that, who have relatives of the same caliber back home, and they are voting no. They've had it. Okay, they've been pushed around for too long. I think the argument, the way it's presented, is the wrong angle, but it's too late for that. That's how they chose to present it to the people. That's how people voted.
My real name is Yasuna Vasilio Pramatari.
Cambridge-based journalist Jason Pramis says his Greek roots go back 3 and 4 generations. Pramis says much of his family is unaware of what's happening in Greece, largely a result of assimilating into American culture. Others oppose the government to Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. Premis says his parents are likely to support the leftist Greek government, but only because of his influence.
I'll say to my mom, so is it because regular working people weren't paying their taxes that they're partially in, it's part of the reason that they're in so much trouble in Greece? Or is it because oligarchs who were benefiting from these sweetheart loan deals didn't pay their taxes?
Despite the grim moment the country is facing, some take heart in knowing that Greece has survived tough times before, from Nazi occupation to civil war. Aris Athanasopoulos owns Athens' European Bakery in Brighton and Brookline, and he's confident Greece will pull through. He says what hurts most is intangible.
It's the uncertainty of tomorrow. That's the worst thing. Yes, the uncertainty of tomorrow and, you know, what's next.
Perhaps there's not a lot Boston Greeks can do to prevent the country's banks from collapsing. But there is this.
When they go to the Greek markets, instead of buying the Bulgarian or the Turkish product because it's a little cheaper, they can buy the Greek product too. We can blame the Greeks in Greece, you know, for their faults, where they have, you know, quite a few. But, you know, we have our faults here too.
Athanasopoulos says it's the little things that can help. Visiting Greece, voting with one's dollars, and just speaking well of the little country whose future lies in the balance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.